Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and Fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
We change our mind. You know, the Bible says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I pray and wish above all things that you would prosper even as your soul, and be in health, even as your soul prospers, that you would be in health above all things. He wants you to be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. Well, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when my soulish realm gets prosperous with the Word of God, now I start seeing the Word of God, and I see I'm healed by the stripes on His back. I see He took my infirmities. I see all of that. I start renewing what I see. And when I can see healing, I can operate in healing. We spoke last week, you were never meant to go where you can't see. If you can't see yourself with it, you're not going to have it. If you can't see yourself in the new house, you won't have it. If you can't see yourself in the new car, you won't get it. If you can't see yourself with the healing and walking in divine health, you will not get it. You've got to see the spiritual realm. You've got to get into faith. Faith blocks out the fivefold. It blocks out those five senses, should I say. Your eyes, your ears, your smell, your taste, your touch. It blocks that out. Now you're in faith. Now I see healing. I see by the stripes on His back, I'm healed. I see myself healed. Now once I see myself healed, I speak it, and I speak it in faith, and God watches over His Word to perform it. You know, Jack Nicklaus rated as one of the best golfers, if not the best. It's debatable. But before every shot he hit, he would visualize the shot. He said, I read an article about him one day. He said, I would visualize every shot before I hit it. Just saying, you've got to see yourself able to do something. If you can't see yourself with a good business, forget starting one. Well, I'm going to start a business. I don't know how it's going to go, but we're going to give it a shot. Don't. You're about to waste your money. You got to have a passion. You got to have a belief. You got to have some tenacity. You got to say, I'm going for this, and nothing on this planet is going to stop me. And if you've got passion enough, I promise you, passion drives you through the tragedies that come your way. And it'll keep you going. It'll keep you going. But you've got to see it. Tell your neighbor, say, you've got to see it. Amen. Watch here. We see that sickness and disease is satanic depression. It's satanic. Sickness and disease. So don't ever be saying, God put that on me to teach me something. Ever. Well, we're going to look at that quickly. Watch here now. Acts 10:38. We all know this one. Watch here. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of who?
The devil.
He went healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, if he was the one making you sick, and then he was the one healing you, his kingdom could not stand. It's now divided. The Bible says a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Even if the devil was divided against himself, he could not stand. So if God was putting sickness and God is the only one who can heal you, then his kingdom cannot stand. You get that? It's satanic depression. And if he can keep you ignorant to the fact, he can beat you every time. People say, well, I'm having a Job experience. You have no idea what you're saying. Because Job didn't have a bad experience. He came out of the thing twice as good as he went in. And he never once blamed God. And he didn't know in the first chapter, the Bible says the devil put sickness on him. The devil brought the disaster. The devil brought the chaos. The devil brought the sickness, the boils on his body. And they were trying to get him to curse God and just curse God and give up the ghost. And say it's you and whatever. It's just a lie from the pit of hell. If he can make you believe that God sometimes puts sickness on you, he's got you. If you can believe even a percentage, 1% that God puts sickness on you, or he's going to teach you something through the sickness he put on you, you're done. You are done. Because I can stand against the devil. I can take him down every time according to God. Right? But how am I going to put God down? He never said you can stand against me. He never said I'm under your feet. He told you the devil's under your feet, not me, God. So the devil, sickness came from the curse. It came when the devil tricked Adam and Eve, and the curse came and it brought all the sickness into the planet and all the other disasters and catastrophes that there are. Look what it says in Matthew 22:29. You are deceived, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. You don't be categorized like that. You're deceived. You don't know the scriptures. You don't know the power of God. Come on. People, he says in 2 Timothy 3:5, I believe it is. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such stay away. Turn away from those people. You confess to be a child of God, yeah, but you don't believe the power of God. You don't know the scriptures. Amen. Praise God. I'm getting excited. I think we'll have praise and worship again. What do you say? I think we should have one or two songs. Yeah, just make sure. Is Matt still here? He's not here. Call him. Tell him to get on his way back. We're not done with praise and worship yet. Hey, this is who I am, okay? I've got a book that I've just had ghostwritten, and it's on healing. And the woman who wrote the book, I mean, who did the ghostwriting, she follows Hagen, Copeland, Norval Hayes, all the Word of Faith people. And she said at the end, when she finished it, this is a really, 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 really good book. And she's hanging around with guys like that. I'm thinking, thank you, Jesus. And she kind of changed my personality in it a little bit, but it's okay. Yeah. Oh, man. God is good. Every time he's good. Luke 13:16. So ought not this woman who's been bound up for 18 years... this daughter of Abraham, think of it, for 18 years, should she not be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath? Whom Satan has bound. Sickness doesn't come from God. It comes from the devil. Don't you ever, ever say, God's trying to teach me something and I'm going to get better from this. Because that's a lie. Sickness is never from God. And so look at this. Ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham? That's covenant talk. That's covenant talk. You've all got a covenant with God. If you're born again, you're in covenant with God. And so he says, she's a daughter of Abraham. She's in covenant with Abraham, the father of our faith. God's the author of our faith. She's the father of our faith. He's the father of our faith. And look, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound. Think of it, for 18 years. Should she not be loosed from this bondage on a Sabbath? Religion will send you to hell. Religion will kill you. Religion will make you keep your sickness until you die. Religion will tell you that God put it on you and he's going to teach you something. Religion is evil. But true religion, the Bible says, is taking care of widows and orphans. There's a difference. But religious people that have got pride personified and they look down their nose at you, and they the Pharisees, Sadducees, couldn't sees and wouldn't sees, they're the ones that want to destroy your life. Amen. All right, so look at this next one, Psalm 41:8. An evil disease, or a thing of Belial, the devil. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. God calls evil disease. God calls sickness and disease evil. And does God operate with evil? No, he doesn't. He said, the prince of this world is coming here and he's got nothing in me. God is light and there's no darkness whatsoever. And he calls sickness and disease evil, a thing of the devil. Don't you accept it as anything but the thing of the devil. And you say, I refuse point blank. Oh, Pastor, you don't understand. I've done that before and I've stood on the word and I still got sick and I know someone who died from it and they prayed every day and all that kind of stuff. You know what? Nobody knows anyone's heart but God. Because they can honor me with their mouth, he says, but their hearts are far from me. So they can be saying one thing, but believing something totally opposite, totally different. And that's what it boils down to. Amen. So he says, it's an evil disease, an evil disease. Say, sickness is evil. Some people say, well, it's a blessing in disguise. How many of you want a blessing? I'll get you one. Anybody want a blessing in disguise? Amen. It's ridiculous. We get cuckoo. Okay, now just look at what God does, okay? The sickness and disease is from the devil, the devil. James 1:13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted or cannot by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Tempt and test, same word there. So it says, let no one say when he is tested or tempted, I am tested by God, for God cannot be tested by evil. Nor does he himself tempt anyone. Now we say, well, he put the sickness on me because he's going to teach me something. You're telling me God put evil on me? He can't do it. He cannot do it. It's not in his makeup. Verse 16. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. All the good gifts, all the perfect gifts comes down from above, from the Father of light. He's not the Father of darkness. He's the Father of light and life. And he only does good, only, always. He can't not do good.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated.